Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the third weekend of May. As I speak with you now, it is a rather stormy day here in Ottawa. The weather has been unstable this week. A mix of rain and sunshine, strong winds, and a sudden drop in the temperature. In the meanwhile, while we are distracted by this change of weather, summer is growing very quickly. The tree leaves and the bushes are getting more and more dense, and different kinds of flowers are blossoming everywhere. All of this has made the air thicker and carry a potent summer fragrance. Where you live, what new fragrance do you notice around you? Today, I am sharing with you a memory from several summers ago. It is a story about my very first trip to a Mediterranean country, Italy. At the time, I was a graduate student living in England, and that summer, I participated in a graduate summer school held in Sicily. It was a 3-week summer school, long enough to make friends and enjoy daily routines together. One of the things I remember so fondly is our breakfast routine at one of the coffee bars on campus. It was the most forbidden kind of breakfast that I had ever had. Even now, as I recall it, my face melts with happiness. I wonder what special memory of food that you had on your trip might come back to you as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it.
Granita con brioche. It was 7 summers ago that I visited Sicily, Italy, for 3 weeks. At the time, I was doing a master's study in Yorkshire, England, and one day I learned about an interesting math graduate summer school to be held in Catania. Something about the event advertisement spoke to me, and I quickly signed up to participate. That was the beginning of my little adventure. I had never been to Italy or any Mediterranean country before. As much as I was excited, I was also nervous about traveling alone to a place where I did not even understand a single word. I purchased a thick tourist guidebook about Sicily specifically and studied the pages thoroughly until the very moment my feet landed on the premise of the Catania airport. Once I got there, however, my tension eased. There was nothing to be scared of. Peaceful, ordinary lives were unfolding for both the locals and the travelers alike, and thanks to my meticulous reading of how to get the proper cab at the airport, I was able to find a not only official, but also very kind cab driver who brought me safely to my lodging while trying to tell me about the streets we were passing by. The summer school lodging was part of the university's research facility. It was a new building, and I shared a clean room with another participant. She was a student from Trento, Italy, with shiny, expressive eyes. We somehow shared childlike nature, perhaps even kindred spirits, and within the first few days, we became great friends. Most of the participants of the summer school were from Italy, with a few from other countries. I was one of those few people, but because my roommate was very sociable, I ended up spending most of my time with her and other local Italian participants, immersed in their daily routines and adventures. It was through them that I got introduced to a daily breakfast routine at one of the university's coffee bars. One morning, my roommate told me that she and other participants were planning to have breakfast at a coffee bar where they could eat something called granita. "It's a typical thing in Sicily," she explained to me eagerly. "You should also come and try it." I had no idea what this granita thing was, but her enthusiasm got me curious. I followed her to the coffee bar, my first experience of a local Italian coffee bar. My roommate kindly ordered for me the exact same thing she was having, a coffee, that is espresso, granita, with a bread. When the order arrived, my eyes became round with surprise. The bread had a mountain-like shape that reminded me of Mount Etna, and its top part could be detached from the main part. "You put the granita in here," my roommate told me, and I scooped up a generous amount of granita, which looked a bit like ice cream, though it was not, of course, and poured it in the hole of my bread. I then took a bite. No words came out of me. Instead, a huge smile spread across my face. Oh, how delicious it was! I then took a sip from my coffee. Nothing could have been more satisfactory than this heavenly combination. From that day on, it became our breakfast routine. Every morning, we marched to the crowded coffee bar, stood in front of the counter, and one by one, we asked for the same thing. "Un caffè e una granita con brioche, per favore." Then we all sat at one of the tables on the terrace, looking over the parking lot and other buildings, helping ourselves to our granita breakfast. The scenery was not of the most gorgeous kind, but sitting here with my heavenly breakfast, I felt like I was the queen of this world. While my friends chatted in Italian, I took another bite from my bread with the granita, another sip from my coffee, and closed my eyes. What a dreamy breakfast! And I sighed in happiness.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.